This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. You're currently seeing a view of the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website on the left-hand side of your screen, which provides live real-time data and telemetry from the Orion spacecraft when we don't have live views from the spacecraft itself. We are currently in an expected loss of signal. And then in the bottom right-hand side of your screen is a look inside of the Artemis Flight Control Room here in Mission Control, Houston. Currently on console is the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers being led by Flight Director Paul Cagno, who is in the upper right-hand side of that screen. On board the Orion spacecraft, the crew is currently awake. They are wrapping up some final activities for the day. NASA astronaut Christina Cook is currently working through a Deep Space Network Emergency Communications Developmental Flight Test Objective. Victor is also working on a test objective related to the D5 camera imaging and taking some images at varying focal lengths of subjects such as the Earth and the Moon to evaluate the window optical effects on imagery. And then NASA astronaut Reid Wiseman is working to transfer some data from the flywheel, which is the exercise device on board the Orion spacecraft. And then coming up here in a little bit, CSA, or Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, will support a public affairs downlink event for the Canadian Space Agency. We are currently 2 days, 6 hours, and 1 minute into the mission following a liftoff at 5:35 p.m. Central, 6:35 p.m. Eastern on April 1st. And the Orion spacecraft did recently pass a milestone where the crew and the spacecraft are now closer to the moon than they are to Earth. As of right now, they are about 138,000 miles away from the Earth and almost 134,000 miles away from the moon.